Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right. Is it Wednesday yet? Is it time for our show to start back up? Oh, my God.
Not quite yet, buddy.
Oh, my. What's happening here? Why have we waited so long? Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? I trust all is well.
Yeah. I mean, I had another, I had a good day. I'm
good.
I mean, it's not a great day, but it was good.
It's just one of the days.
I cleaned the barbecue fridge. We have a barbecue fridge, you know, outside that,
Well, a little outdoor kitchen. How exciting.
Every 2 weeks, it seems to freeze everything to the point of stuff exploding, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. Oh, look at me. I'm not the right way.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I hadn't looked at the camera.
I have to look at you this way. It freezes everything, huh?
Yeah, so anyway.
Is it you? But you keep.
There's
you clearly
two
keep
months the, or. It just explodes. The stuff explodes. There's broken glass in there. There's tons of different stains from different things that have exploded. And
this explains why you need another fridge, huh?
Well, that thing's useless. Yeah, I mean, we keep trying it, and each time we go, it seems to be working this time. And then we, you know,
right up till
what do they
isn't.
Say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting
with the
different
same results.
Results.
Right.
So anyway, I cleaned that thing, and then, God, I was in the middle of doing something for my kids, and the missus must have snapped a pic. Well, she did snap a picture. She sends it to me, and I'm like, what kind of crap summer is this? I'm a horseback, right? I'm a horse.
Is that
I'm
on
giving
Instagram?
Horseback rides. I didn't post it. I feel too.
Did she ashamed. Though? That's oh
no.
Shame.
I don't know.
Just post it. Hang on.
They shoved a paper mache tail in me. It's hanging off of the back of my shorts. I didn't even notice they'd done that to me. Jesus.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah,
anyway,
I don't see it up there. Put it up there. Let's have a look at that. I mean, if you've got a horse tail, for God's sake.
My phone is the camera you're looking at. That's been the problem this whole time is, you know, I put my phone's out of use because that's how you're seeing. Anyway, there's that. And then, what else did I, and I drove the car. There's a day.
Oh.
I took the car out for a drive, gave that the exercise it needed. I gave the kids some horseback rides.
Give
they destroyed
the
shirt I was wearing because for some reason I can't not do Hyo Silver. So they're both hanging. I had them both on my back at one point and I'm doing the Hyo Silver and they're both holding onto my shirt and I'm being choked to death. And I'm like, well,
you do it to yourself. It's true. They stretched that neck right out, huh?
Yeah, they did. Well, that's all right.
That's good. Yeah.
I went through my closet and got rid of some old clothes. That was another thing that I'd done. So
that's, you know, going through one room at a time has been, you know, something that you don't even realize you're starting it. And then you do it. Like, you know, the fact that you went through a closet or that you clean out your garage or, you know, whatever, you get going and there's nothing in place to stop you. Mm-hmm. There's no place to be. And the next thing you know, you've torn a whole thing apart and you're like, who cares? Nothing, right. You know, I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to go through it.
It's kind of good in that I believe, I mean, look, I can't sit still, so I've got my own issues. That's why these things happen for me anyway. But so I believe, you know, I'm like, man, I'm caught up on most things. I kind of got a lot of balls in the air at the moment.
Right.
Sort of some things I'm doing. But so the list is longer than it would normally be. But that's kind of because I can get these things done.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of emotion,
a couple hours, it's
so, yeah. I'm hopefully on the other side of this, which, you know, our numbers look good in California last night.
Yeah.
That's what, according to Newsom, we're trending correctly. So that's good news. That doesn't mean don't wear your mask. That means wear your mask.
No, it means continue to wear your mask. That's the whole point, is that we're doing the things that are making it stop. But you have to keep on doing them. Caution fatigue is real, people. Don't give in to it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did that. There's a day. That's a day in shelter in place. I mean, I'm not really sheltered in place. We're just staying in as much as possible.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you do have to go for essential stuff like your supermarket shopping, and you got to get food. I mean, I suppose you could get that delivered. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we do still get stuff delivered, but what I'm saying is, like, I went out and drove the car. People are still out. The beaches are still packed. So,
well, you're
for
not going to the beach, are you?
No, we're not. By choice, we're sort of deciding to stay in, keep it close.
Yep.
And get past this next bump, which, again, it seems to be trending down. That's great news.
Right. We're going to do a bike ride this weekend, which I'm psyched because I can't wait to get out.
You should absolutely do it. Yeah.
Well, we have a couple friends that, you know, we all have the e-bikes. We're the, you know, e-bike critical mass, the e-bike gang. It's cool.
Right.
So, but the thing is, we've been totally, we've been the last 3 weekends, when everything started booming again and everything, there was another outbreak, we just said, that's it. We're going back to, you know, the first weeks of this, and we're locking down and we're not seeing anybody. And, you know, the people down the street, I'm sure they're recovered. I don't know. I don't talk to anybody now. I'm just like, I don't even want to catch it from you over text.
Like, well, here's what you do. You get a walkie-talkie and you leave it on their doorstep.
Oh, my God.
And then
so
you wait by the walkie-talkie.
Still, is that ongoing? Are they?
Well, yeah.
Have you had to change the battery? And
yeah, there's you know, that,
so
yeah,
those
that's
kids,
ongoing.
So she talks to that kid at night.
Yes. Her little buddy, fun. Landon. I mean, that moment was unique because I got to be there to witness this kid sort of going, hey, where have you been? And I'm thinking,
what took so long?
Kid, we've been in the house eating breakfast. Like, what do you think is going on around here?
I left that there 2 days ago.
Well,
I'm sitting here waiting for it to ring ever since.
He's a cute kid and he's a nice boy and it's fine. But yeah, that's one way to talk to him. Leave the walkie-talkie on their doorstep.
Yeah, well, I'm not even that interested. I figure I'm locked down, they're locked down. We're safe. But I'm actually, you know, I'm excited to kind of get back out into the world, sort of.
Bike ride, right.
Bike ride this weekend. You know, because we've been, it's boring in the house and we're in the house bored. So, and that leads us to the you know, the random closet clean out like you did yesterday. Like I got into a thing yesterday where, because we had been looking for, because I don't want to use my phone to do our Zoom because I use my phone. So,
that's what I'm telling you that. Like my phone
is sort of
currently
reminding me.
Locked up. Right.
Yeah. So you can't just like grab it and search for something or text somebody or, you know, whatever, if anything happens. So because it feels, I'm sure there's an easy way to dispose of your old electronics. I'm sure there is. I could probably Google, where can I drop off my electric, you know, whatever. But instead,
sure,
what
Apple
happens
will
is,
underpay you for any usable objects or items.
Great.
But, you know.
In the end, though, what happens is, you know, we all got, when the whole world started with Apple stuff, the iPad, we all got the first iPads, you know, the ones with the antique, you know, the big slot in power cable and an actual, you know, headphone jacks. I don't know if they probably still have those. But there's been a few of them are just sort of around. Like there was one charging the whole time on like this shelf. you know? And then there was another one that I, yeah, just plugged in, just, you know, there. Like sometimes I'd walk by it and touch, you push the little button because you got to do that. It's not a touch screen thing. Well, it's touch screen, but you got to wake it up with the button. And then I had one out in the She Shack where I used it as a model, like, because I make these little iPad and iPhone holders.
Oh,
and
right.
So I would have that, you know, so I could take pictures with, you know, it was my model. It was hot looking. And so when this whole thing started, and I was like, I really need my phone. I don't want to have my phone tied up. And also on an iPad, you can get, I don't know, 10 people's pictures, where on an iPhone, you can only get 4.
Oh, so your iPads use it. You're using your iPad now.
The old ass iPad. So then our next mission was, because we only had the one charger with the big fat thing, then we're digging through every drawer in the house trying to find as many of those as we can. So we did find 2, and now so John now has his Zoom thing set up on that, and you know, but then we're tearing the house. I'm like, what is all this crap in here, you know? So we're going through that, and then we found all these like old devices. Apparently we just throw them all in the same place and didn't even realize it. So I got to figure out some place to donate that stuff, like old phones.
There's e-recycle, and there's certainly,
right, that's what
you
I
can
mean.
Give those to women's shelters or places where they can, you know, use them for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was going to throw out this box, like it was for like a, I don't know, a couple iterations ago, iPhone or something. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of heavy. I open it up. There's 3 iPhones in it. I'm like, what the F? Like, just old ass ones, all different shapes, you know, different edges.
Every now
like,
and then,
oh my God.
You'll see a story in the news, that, you know, really more like on the internet, but they'll say, yeah, you've probably got hundreds of dollars of electronics that aren't being used.
Yeah.
That you know, the longer you wait, the less money they'll be worth. But even more importantly, just get rid of them in a recyclable
responsible way.
Right. Exactly.
And what is up with keeping old crappy cords? Like, why can't I go, this is broken, and throw it in the trash? Like, why can't I do that? Because it's full of wound up cords with, like, you know, garbage bag ties on them that have, like, you know how the neck lets go sometimes because you pull it in and out and like the piece starts to it frays, and then now it's like this
trash,
exposed wire. Right, it's trash. Like, I don't know. I guess we assume that those can be recycled too, and I wouldn't want to throw it in the trash, so it goes in this drawer with all the other dead cords. Like, I can't, you know, that's, I suppose when I close that door, it goes away. It's like out of sight, out of mind or something.
Right.
But it's like you with the email thing, or with all your, like, that for you has to be all clean and neat. And now, once I open the drawer and realize what's in it, it's like old batteries. I'm like, does that even work? And there's all kinds of, like, little just chunks of old earbuds that have, like, brown stains. I'm like, what is this? Why would I still have this? And yet,
so,
I didn't throw any of it out. Like, I went, oh, look at that. I'm close the drawer.
But you
still,
got it all
I still
out
have
now.
It. What's that?
You got it all out now.
No, it's still, they're all still in there.
Well, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Get a
I
bag
can't
and
decide
throw
what
them
to
away.
Do. But did they get recycled too? I don't want to throw them
away. Yeah, you recycle. Just take all that, look up e-recycle and take all that crap there and just make sure the stuff that you're not going to use has been erased or is unusable in some way, shape, or form.
I think
form
that's
so they
it.
Can
like maybe,
it.
Maybe I just feel like, oh God, there might be some secrets on here. Like, I don't know what, you know, just classified information or something.
Another thing I did yesterday. So, you know, Google Drive is neat, and we've been using it as a show.
Great.
I've got a few things on there that I was like, okay, well, now that we're sort of using this for a different reason, I think I'll take that stuff off of Google Drive and put it on an external hard drive.
Oh.
Just some old pictures, some stuff that I don't, it wouldn't matter if you saw it. It just doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean? So whatever. You cannot take stuff off of Google Drive. You can't.
You can't just delete it?
Well, you can delete it, but I want the stuff. Oh. I just want it off of there.
Huh.
So it's a trip. It's like, what? Why isn't this downloadable? It's not. I can't download it. I can't drag and drop it to the desktop. What a weird thing, isn't it?
Photos
like,
or
like they own it.
Photos. There's a couple things on there that I threw into the Google Drive thinking, you know, I don't need them on the desktop, so I'll move them over here. And now I'm thinking, well, geez, I don't want an old W-2 on there.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, what's that
export
there for?
It as a, you have to download it as a PDF, and then you can move it anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can move it, but what about deleting it?
Well,
no, you can delete it, too.
You can trash it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can trash it and then empty your trash.
Or if you have, like, a Word, like a Google Doc, you download it as a Microsoft Word, and then you can transfer it wherever you want.
I'm usually able to highlight all the stuff and just right-click and download all of it. It zips it up into a zip drive, and then you can just
open that folder. All right, well, I'll try again today. I'll tell you what, though. What this break amounts to is clearly this pandemic has allowed us to sort of sort out our home lives. Mm. So for those of you, I mean, no one really, I'd much rather be out having fun, sure.
But in the end, you've gotten a lot accomplished.
Hopefully on the other side of this, I'll go, wow, I don't have to do anything around the house for a while. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like things are organized, at least in our houses. Although I will say this, because there seems to be no end in sight, for us anyway, I mean, we just got the news yesterday that we're broadcasting from home until at least January 1st, which is fine. But it just gives me even more time to not do stuff. Like, oh, I'll get to that. I have nothing but time. Like, I can put that off. Like, just closing that drawer the other day, I'm like, whoa, now I know I got to do that. Close the drawer. Like, you know, it's I got time to do it. I don't know. Like, I think I'd be further ahead. Like,
Well,
I don't know what I'm waiting for.
I'm glad you're pacing yourself. I'll tell you right now, I'm not capable of that. So I have been digging in, pulling on every thread, every single one. And that's good. Stuff's getting done. And it keeps me sane because, frankly, being in the house is not my deal.
No. And it does feel good when you get something like that accomplished. It's, you know, it's just sometimes I feel like, or I could not do that, or I could just go sit out in the sun. That'd be nice.
Oh, you know.
What is it, dear?
And have Edson stare at you.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Such a trip.
No, I don't need that. Thanks though.
So weird.
I know, totally weird. I get to find out later that I'd been observed. The area back there behind our house where the fence sort of meets the creek area is, you know, it's a bit of a, I should go in, I should maybe like put boards up on the back of the fence or something to keep people, because it really is, I can stand there and listen to people's conversations and do.
You know what you do is, you know how you guys, I mean, you guys are sort of chefs. Have you tried just throwing your hot bacon grease over the fence every now and then to make sure that area stays clear?
No, we have considered sprinklers, though. They work so well with our raccoon problem. We're like, why don't we do motion-activated sprinklers? But people sit back there and they smoke everything. Cigs.
Right.
Weed, whatever. So I can sit back there and get high if I want to. It's nice.
All right.
Yeah. And, but it's weird because I always felt like I was the one observing. Because I'll just stand there. I lean against the shed and just listen to what the kids are saying. It's not very anything interesting. I don't listen that long. But they turns right. out, you know, I don't, I'm like, I to for him to look into the yard, he'd have to literally put an eye up against the fence. Like, that is so weird to me.
Wow.
I don't feel like that. I wish I had that feeling.
I just took a look at my Google Drive, and not only in an effort to get these things off of my drive, I actually created 10,000 copies of everything. I don't know.
Oh, God, it's Vinny's worst nightmare. This is not good.
Ay, ay, ay. There's this video, actually one of the videos that I love, and that's why I want it off to save it permanently. It's of better times. It's the time at Now and Zen when we brought Isla out and she was just a baby. And
oh,
Vanessa was working with us. Right. She claps and waves and the whole crowd is cheering. And it's a really neat moment, if only for me. But it was really cool. And I've got, and Vanessa videoed the whole thing. And it has sent it to me. And I now have four copies of it in here, which I don't need. But
Well, in case you lose one. That was a great moment. Like, from a baby's perspective, like, for most people, like, we have enough of sort of self-awareness that we're, you stand in front of a crowd and everyone's looking at you and you freak. I would freak out, you know? Like, if I couldn't talk, I was a baby. Like, what the? But she just went, hello, minions.
Right.
Like, she waved, she clapped, like, that kid's going to be a star. Like, even now, she comes on the air. Like, I sat in a conversation with her yesterday, just, you know, 9 o'clock, like, when we were off the air for a couple minutes. And she's not shy. She's pretty, she's kind of, she's a delight, that kid. I can't wait for the podcast. Yeah. When is that freaking podcast happening?
We're working on it. Right now, I'm telling you this. We're weeks away from school starting, and I do think that we're trying to sort of finish up these last couple projects. I got a few balls in the air. I want to get those things to. I even had a talk with her last night as she was saying, I don't know, it was like 8:30 as I'm getting ready for bed. She comes up, do you want to go for a bike ride? I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah, what are you, crazy? I'm showered.
I'm getting ready for bed.
That's not happening. And by the way, let me explain something to you. I do want you to take advantage of the next few weeks. School is starting soon. And yet, if you want to ride bikes, it has to happen during the daytime. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I know that's when it's hot, but no, we can't go ride at 8:30 at night. But yeah,
sorry about it.
We're coming up on the end of summer. I know it doesn't seem like it should be, but school's starting early, I think, for most kids. And we're a couple weeks away from showtime, everybody. First grade.
Well, listen, if you need, like, you know, an afternoon babysitter, Brynn and I will, will help put that podcast together. It'll be a Zoom thing. We'll get her a little Instagram account. We've got this all worked out.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, we'll, you know, just tell Christina to get a hold of me. We'll make that happen.
That you've got quite the little podcast empire growing over there.
Well, look, I need a backup plan, Finn. Who the hell knows what's happening with anything?
I'm with you.
The nice thing is we're all connected. Like, she'll be able to hop right on your mic, and we'll record it, and we'll do it at a cheap rate for you. Don't worry, friends and family rate.
Wow.
We laugh,
all right.
But it's not funny. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.